Good to be here with you today. Do miss being here and being a part of you guys. You do have just even having that time of sharing what's on your hearts, of sharing prayer requests, praise. I don't know if you realize how rare that is, that happens in churches today. That, you know, the members get to speak, get to share, you know, the more and more what goes on is just scripted from the front. So it's good to be in a place where you can speak freely, and that we can hear from each of you. So this morning we are going to look at hearing from God through His Word. We're going to spend most of the time looking at what it means to hear from God. Toward the end, we'll get into Romans 12 and see what we can hear from God. So we're going to start by just talking about what is it, how can I hear from God through His Word? What does that look like? And then we're going to use Romans as a text to do that. Depending on how long I talk, how long this takes, we may save Romans till Sunday school, so you have something to look forward to. We'll see how it goes. Or we'll squeeze it all in and then just expand on it in Sunday school. I apologize. I don't have a set of questions for you for Sunday school, but we will just continue. We'll kind of go in depth to what we've been speaking about this morning when we get down there. So the first thing, got too many things to juggle here now. The first thing. Is I want to look at 1 Thessalonians 2:13 as our main text of how can we hear from God through His Word. How can we hear from God through His Word? And you can look up that in your own Bibles, or you can look at it on the screen. But this text, I believe, contains some key elements in how we can really hear from God. Through His Word. For this reason, we also constantly thank God that when you received from us the Word of God's message, you accepted it not as the Word of men, but for what it really is, the Word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe. Now, remember that there were scripture. There were scrolls. There were laws had been written down by this time. But for the most part, in the New Testament, the people were hearing God's word through others, not so much by reading it. There was some of that going on, but not a lot. Of course, now we all have at least access to the printed word in our hand. Okay. So though this may be talking about, hey, you accepted the words we spoke as God's word and not the word of men, we have that same opportunity to accept the words that are in here as God's words and not the words of men. So what are the three, and we'll just kind of open this up a little bit at times here, what are the three action words that we see here for us to do regarding His Word? Okay, receive is first, exactly. Accept, not perform. No, that's what God does. Believe. That's it. Okay? I don't think, I mean, there's a lot of scriptures we can look at, and we're going to look at some as we look at those words. But I'm not sure that hearing from God through His Word is more complicated than this. Receiving it, accepting it, and believing it. The question is, do I do that? Do I really do that? And oftentimes when I look at a scripture like this, I start from the end and say, if I'm not experiencing His Word doing its work in me, and He keeps His, let's just say, you know, and I know that He keeps His promises. There's a breakdown somewhere here. Either I haven't been receiving it, or I've been receiving it and accepting it, or I've been receiving it, but I haven't been accepting it, or I haven't been believing. But somewhere there's a breakdown if I go to the bottom line. How many, you know, would agree that you can receive something but not accept it? Right? You could even receive a gift. I mean, somebody could give you a gift, right? And you could put it in your car and go home and throw it away, right? You received it, but you didn't accept it. It's one thing to receive, it's another thing to accept. But let's look at receive first here. Okay, we need to receive. So you have a little note sheet there if you want to take notes. That's what some of these slides are here for. To hear from God through His Word, we need to receive God's Word. And the scripture for that is Psalm 119, 15 to 16. Now, there are hundreds of scriptures that we can look at for this, but we need to take it in. And if you know about Psalm 119, nearly all, I think all but two of the 175 verses that are in 119 are about His Word, His laws, His precepts, His principles. It just uses different words. I will meditate on thy precepts. Precepts would be found in His Word. Principles, okay? And regard thy ways. I shall delight in thy statutes. I shall not forget thy word. The only way that he can meditate on something is to receive it, to take it in. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, if we are not hearing from God through His, I mean, if we're hearing from God on a daily basis through His Word, then pretty much I can quit talking. I mean, right? If on a daily basis or a moment by moment basis I'm hearing from God through His Word, then there isn't really a problem with receiving, accepting, or believing. But if I'm not, and I'll raise my hand first, that, you know, I given this assignment to preach, I'm like, okay, very good. You start looking at, ooh, okay, well, I don't do that nearly as often as I should, like you just said about reading the Word every day. So the only way for me to meditate on it is to have it coming in, to receive it. Now, I don't actually have to physically read it to receive it, correct? I could hear it on a tape. I could listen to a message that is full of scripture. I could read a, you know, biblically based book that references scripture. I'm not trying to take us away from reading the Word, right? But it's not the only way that I can receive God's Word. I can receive it in many other forms. The question is, am I? Am I receiving His Word? And am I taking it in? Once I take it in, once I receive it, then again, when you received from us the Word of God's message, you accepted it, not as the Word of men, but for what it really is, the Word of God. And I think I hate to say it, but I think that is increasingly lost. And I think it's probably true, I think it's increasingly lost even for me, unfortunately, as there are more and more input sources, as there are, you know, so many things, I think we could say that as information increases in the world, in information from the media, you know, how many of you like me I don't necessarily read the printed page, but I'm looking at too many internet news sites. You know, I want to know what's going on, not so much even really, you know, gossipy bad. It's like, what's the news of the world? What's going on? And I'm filling my mind with that. And then like, oh, I should read something else today. How many, you know, would agree that as the amount of information in the world increases, the actual taking to heart of God's word as God's word decreases. And I guess what I'm trying to say is I think there is unfortunately a tendency to for people, maybe not all of you, maybe some of you, you know, but to read it and say, is that true? You know, we lead small groups and do a lot of group things with people, and people come in for help, and they've been raised in the church, they've been a part of the church their whole life, but you start reading the word and they say, yeah, but that's not true, is it? That was for then. That isn't for now, is it? And I think we have a tendency as humans to not accept the message as from God. So that's the question. Do I accept his message as from God? Okay, so I need to accept God's word. I need to not only receive it, I need to accept it. Mark 4:20 is pretty explicit about this. This is, of course, just one verse extracted from the soil and the sower, the parable there, excuse me. And those are the ones on whom seed was sown on the good soil. And they hear the word and accept it. Hearing it is just the receiving of it. And accept it. The people who accept the word as the word of God, and it bears fruit 30, 60, 100 fold. Those who hear it and don't accept it are not going to bear fruit. So again, I have to ask myself, am I receiving it? Am I accepting it? And then the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe. So I need to believe God's word for what it is. Okay? 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture. Do you have it from memory? Pardon? Do you have it from memory? Yeah. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Again, do I approach the word like this? Do I believe that everything that's in here is inspired? That word inspired, you probably heard, means God breathed. God breathed this word, and it's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. I get confused. I get down. I get frustrated. I get upset. I get angry. I get all of these things. What is the antidote to the, of course it's Jesus Christ, but it's found in his word. The scripture says that his word brings healing. His word brings refreshment. But it's not going to do it if I don't believe it. I can go to church my whole life, but if I don't believe that the scripture is actually inspired by God, that it will profit me, it will benefit me to teach me, to correct me, to train me, so that I can be equipped, then it won't do its work. He is not going to force himself on you. Right? He's not going to force it. I have to believe it. Now, there are, you know, consequences to not believing it. Hebrews 4:2 talks about the fact that the Israelites did not enter the rest God had planned for them. Okay? It says, for indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united in faith. What is faith? Believing. It was not united in faith by those who heard. The word came. right? It even went in the ears, but they did not believe it. It did not. It does not nullify God's word, right? It doesn't make truth a lie. It makes it ineffective in my life because I don't believe it. How many of you hear news from other people and you just immediately say, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And does that not affect, I mean, versus you hear news from somebody else and it's just an immediate, wow, you don't even say I believe that, you're just believing it, right? Is there a difference there in your experience after that? I mean, if you don't believe it, you're not accepting it. It's as if it is, of course, not true. Okay? Again, I'm faced with on a daily, as if I interact very little with the Word of God, then I have very little to decide whether I'm going to believe or not, right? If I interact with it quite a bit, I have quite a bit to decide whether I believe it or not. But it is my choice. And the Scripture says in our first text there, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, God's Word will perform its work in those who believe. So if it's not performing, again, I have to go back to this, it's just, if it's not performing its work in me, something's wrong. I either didn't even know what the word was, what it said, or I'm not believing it because I didn't accept it. Lastly here, on this point of believing, Hebrews 4:12, just a few verses down, says, for the word of God is living and active. It's alive. It's active because, of course, John 1:1 tells us that the word is God himself. The word is Jesus himself. The word of it's living and active, is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul, spirit, both joints and marrow, able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Now, I have to say that, of course, if we have any inkling of this in the back of our minds, this may very well be a reason that we don't want to know what the word says, because we're not ready to be judged for our thoughts and intentions. Does that make sense? Sometimes we just don't want to deal with the truth. Is that just me? Okay, it's just me. All right, thank you. Thank you. I'm telling myself that sometimes I just don't want to deal with the truth. I want to do what I'm doing because I like it. Scripture says it's pretty dangerous ground. Okay? If I believe, so what is it that I need to believe about God's word? This is what I need to believe. I need to believe it's alive. It's alive in me. It's active. It's active in me. It's able to discern what's going on in my heart. How many men, raise your hand. How many men would like to understand what's going on in the heart of a woman? Just a few. This side pretty much none. This side a few. Okay. So, gentlemen over here. No, but seriously, I mean, how we may think we can judge what's going on in somebody else's heart, but we can't know. Would you agree with that? You may look at some actions they're doing, but it may really not be based on what you think it is. Sometimes you might, it may be. Sometimes you might be right. But the Word of God can judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And it will do it. But I'm not going to experience it if I don't believe it. So how do you hear from God? Through His Word. Three things. Receive, accept, and believe. Okay? So let's look at, we have a couple of minutes. We'll start diving in here, and then we can continue this downstairs. Open your Bibles to Romans 12, 1 to 8. Romans 12, 1 to 8. We'll just start in here. And my prayer really for today is that we would hear from God. You know, I just spent about 15 minutes talking about the scriptural academics of how to, you know, basics of how to hear. But wouldn't it be great if we walked out of here today hearing from God through His Word? Does that make sense? I mean, we have that opportunity right now to hear a word for you from God, not from me, from God through His Word. Let's look at Romans now. Probably each of us have different translations. I'm going to read it since I have the microphone, and I only have the microphone because it's on this tape here. Otherwise, I would just yell. Romans 12, 1 to 8. This is the New American, and try to follow along with whatever translation you have. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let each exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving. Or he who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. I want to just take a moment and just look at that for a moment. Whatever, I don't have it up on the screen. Whatever version you have, just look at that for a moment. And the question we're asking is, what can you receive from that? What is he saying to you?